Lesson 7. Summary and Tips. Welcome to our last lesson with Corina. By now, you have likely become quite used to your practice and notice your progress. Maybe even the shorter version is working for you quite well. In the 7th lesson, I would like to introduce you to an even shorter way. Sit back and relax. Check your facial muscles so they are loose, especially your jaw. Let your shoulders drop, feet on the floor, hands resting on your thighs. Let your eyes close by themselves. Allow your personal images to arise in front of your mind's eye. I am completely calm and relaxed. I am completely calm and relaxed. Arm quite heavy. Quite heavy. 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 Hand quite warm. Quite warm. 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 Breath and heart quite calm and even. Breath and heart quite calm and even. Calm and even. Solar plexus soft and warm. Solar plexus soft and warm. Soft and warm. Neck and shoulder soft and warm. Neck and shoulder soft and warm. Soft and warm. Forehead comfortably cool. Forehead comfortably cool. Comfortably cool. I am completely calm and relaxed. I am and stay completely calm and relaxed. Coming back, have a good stretch. Then flex your muscles. And yawn. Open your eyes and feel rested and alert. Try this shorter version and see if it fits you. Do not feel pressured to do it. Do it only if you like it and feel that your body is following along. In time, your body system might react to simply mentioning the word heavy, warm, etc., and transforms it into the desired state of relaxation. We will do that version together also, at the very end of this lesson. First, I would like to give you some tips. These can be helpful if you feel that you are still struggling with the practice. Before you even start practicing, make sure you are comfortable in your seat or lying on your bed, that nothing bothers you, like jewelry, wristwatch, glasses, tight belt, etc. Deliberately tell your system that you are going to relax now. Maybe tell yourself, noise indifferent, as I explained in lesson 2. Take a couple of deep, long breaths, like you would sigh. You can do it silently or really also make a sound. It means that you actually breathe out a little longer than you breathe in. This will relax you immediately. You can do this sigh breath separately from the rest of the orogenic training. You can use it as a tool any time of the day you feel like you need to calm down a little, and you cannot take time for the whole practice of the orogenic training. If your thoughts tend to draw you away from the practice, maybe practice a shorter time, but more often, or just keep going from one exercise to the next without much space in between, so that your other thoughts have no time to slip into your mind and drag you away. Just do the short version, the one I will introduce at the very end of this lesson. Keep your attention at the body part you are focusing on. For instance, if you say, right arm heavy, stay with the right arm, saving the left one for later. Let it happen. Don't try to make it happen. Be your own observer. Take a walk before your practice, or jump around for a while to shake off excess energy. If you cannot concentrate, check the following. Have your house or sleeping place checked for any electromagnetic disorders, geotactic disorders, momentary mental strain that might need medical attention. And last but not least, don't try to force it. If you try to force it, you will strain yourself even more. Use unintentional intention. Enjoy your practice. It should not be a chore. Have confidence. Albert Einstein said, "You have to look at the impossible for as long as it takes for it to become an easy matter." Miracles can happen through training. If you like, you can start to concentrate on some specific goals you wish to achieve, such as passing a test, winning the gold medal in the Olympics, getting your job done, having less fear, less anxiety, coping with an illness, accepting a stroke of fate. Whatever you want to achieve, orogenic training will support you and help you to cope with any setbacks in a positive way. For this reason, it might be helpful to find a specific affirmation that will support you even more for just this goal. For instance, I am peaceful. I am staying relaxed. I am full of joy, and everything is working well. My body is healthy and strong. I stay centered, happy, and relaxed. I am sleeping deeply and peacefully. I am trusting life. I am reaching my goal. I'm courageous and free. Whether you want to be free of fear, pain, tension, etc., you just need to say free. Your body system will know what it wants to be free of. These are just a few examples. Create your own personal sentence. Just say it in a positive way, without any negativity. So if you want to be free of fear, say, I am courageous and free, and not, I don't have fear. Use the positive form. Because if your subconscious hears the word fear, it cannot differentiate. If I ask you, do not think of a purple elephant, what happens? Of course, the purple elephant pops right up in front of you. So be careful about your phrasing. It also helps to say short, concise sentences. It might also help to make a rhyme. The affirmation, I am calm and relaxed, can be used for any occasion. So keep this one for all cases. But if you want to work on a specific topic, you can support your achievement by adding appropriate affirmations. You can insert them at the beginning or end of your practice, or can insert them between any of the exercises. You might also say them to yourself any time of the day, and even go to sleep reciting them. There are countless books about positive affirmations. If you wish, go to a bookstore and let your heart find the right book to support you. Browse through the shelves and take the one where your hand stops. Don't stay too long. The offer is overwhelming. Now I'm going to explain, using a very short version of the process, what happens in your brain when you do orogenic training. You are actually slowing down your brainwave pattern from beta state to alpha state. The brainwaves are measured in hertz. We measure about 14 hertz per second when we are in a conscious, alert state of mind, taking in whatever comes from our five senses. When we are excited, angry, or afraid, our brainwaves move up. And when we are stressed out, they climb up even higher. They can rise to 40 hertz per second, which will end in a total collapse. So between 14 and 40 hertz per second, we are in the so-called beta frequencies. When our brain waves are between 8 and 13 hertz per second, we say our frequency is in the alpha state. This is the field we are entering when we practice orogenic training. This is also the realm we enter right before we go to sleep. It is the field we reside in when we are relaxed and creative. In this state, we begin to have access to our subconscious, to our intuitive world, to the right side of our brain. This frequency is not only beneficial for our health, but also for our creativity. Artists, writers, physicians, company managers, teachers, inventors, just to mention a few, are all in need of creativity and intuition. Those who have learned the practice of orogenic training are often using it to induce this alpha state of mind. In this state of mind, we are more likely to make the right decisions, to find the right words, to take the right actions. This is when we are connected to our inner guidance, connected to our core. Then we are in our breath and not out of breath. Below 8 hertz per second, we are registering in the theta or delta realms, which are the frequencies of deep meditation and sleep. And now, let's practice once more, this time in a very concise form. Again, sit back and relax. Check your facial muscles so they are loose, especially your jaw. Let your shoulders drop, feet on the floor, hands resting on your thighs. Let your eyes close by themselves and let your personal images arise in front of your mind's eye. I am completely calm and relaxed. I am completely calm and relaxed. Heavy. Quite heavy. Comfortably heavy. Heavy. Warm. Quite warm. 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 Breath and heart quite calm and even. Breath and heart quite calm and even. Solar plexus soft and warm. Solar plexus soft and warm. Neck and shoulder soft and warm. Neck and shoulder soft and warm. Forehead comfortably cool. Forehead comfortably cool. Comfortably cool. I am completely calm and relaxed. I am and stay completely calm and relaxed. Coming back. Have a good stretch. Then flex and yawn. Open your eyes and feel rested and alert. Here's one last word about your practice. Autogenic training is a training. It is like a muscle that needs to be trained, or else it will get stiff again. Keep it flexible by training it regularly. It might take several months until it is fully integrated into your system. But I'm sure that if you have kept up with your practice until now, you are becoming quite good at it and finding it very beneficial. Congratulations! With this basic course in autogenic training, you have laid the foundation for a healthier and happier life. It has been a joy for me to pass on this technique to you. Thank you for engaging in it. And one last sentence to think about by Humphrey Bogart. It only starts when it's over.